Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
I'm convinced that the parable of the sower isn't about an either-or situation. We're either the good soil or we're one of the bad kind. Rather, we experience all of these phases in our various responses to God at different points in our life. They're all part of the human condition and speak to the nuanced ways in which our relationship with God ebbs and flows throughout our lifetimes. For example, if I were to ask you what type of soil you most closely identify with this morning, what would it be? Chances are, your answer would depend on whether you're feeling near to God or distant or distracted. And if I asked you that question 10 years ago or 10 years from now or even tomorrow, your answer might be different. And that's because our spiritual lives aren't static. They're ever evolving, ever changing, ever drawing us into new and hopefully more fruitful places. You know, sometimes we just feel like we're in the weeds. The curveballs of life knock us down. We get overwhelmed by the immediacy of our responsibilities. Sometimes we're that rocky soil, tripping over illusions of grandeur or ambition. And sometimes we just feel stuck. And other times it feels like people or events are almost ripping the faith right out of us. And sometimes, thanks be to God, sometimes we have an overriding sense of God's great goodness and mercy. And in those moments, we are able to bear a harvest of love for our neighbors. And that's the fruit the good news always produces, love of our neighbor. That's what God is sowing and planting. That's what God wants to grow in us, love. So here's the good news. Wherever you are in your faith journey, God will not give up on you. I want you to tell somebody near you, God will not give up on you. Go ahead, tell them. God will not give up on you. God will not give up on you. Amen?
Amen.
The heart of this parable is not what kind of soil we are, but what kind of sower God is. A sower who sows widely, abundantly, exuberantly, indiscriminately. You know, in reality, sowing seeds in this manner would be a lousy farming technique and a huge waste of seeds. But as a metaphor, it speaks to the abundance of God's grace. It is offered to everyone in every possible condition. Jesus himself sows his message of salvation in a reckless, inefficient manner. Instead of sowing his seed among those who would consider themselves good soil, the religious establishment, the respected members of society, the influential, the opinion makers, the wealthy, Jesus sows it, wastes it, you could even argue, among the seemingly unfruitful soil. The sinners, tax collectors, the poor, the downtrodden, the marginalized. Jesus keeps sowing seed in the most improbable places, and he doesn't exhort his hearers or us to become good soil. He simply keeps sowing, keeps preaching, keeps spreading his message of good news throughout every nook and cranny of the kingdom of God.